Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, and we're focusing on the Advent season, preparing for Jesus. We're still in Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 38 today. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" The angel had just said that she was going to have a child, and she was to name that child Jesus. "How in the world could this be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, Son of God. Behold, your relative Elizabeth is in her old age. She's conceived a son. She's in her sixth month. For nothing," he said, "nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, listen to what Mary says, "Behold, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The angel delivered unbelievable news. Mary was going to have a baby. Her response was expected. "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" Gabriel's explanation was as mysterious as his presence. But his last words drove home the reality of the situation, for nothing is impossible with God. Mary's statement of surrender was this. She said, "I am the Lord's servant." Mary was the first person to accept Jesus on his terms. Her engagement with the man she loved would be in jeopardy. Those closest to her would not understand what she could not explain. The small town would be filled with rumors, but she trusted God and surrendered to his plan. Again, she was the first person to accept Jesus on his terms. Many people believe that they can draw up their own terms of a relationship with Jesus, but that's not how it works. Everyone who truly wants to follow hard after Jesus must come to a place of surrender. Like Mary, we must say, "I'm the Lord's servant. Do with me whatever you wish. Lord, I confess that the place of surrender is difficult, but I desire to be your servant. I surrender my life to you. Use me to carry out your plan, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen." Parents, here's what I'd ask you to do. Tell your children a story of when you surrendered to God's plan. Tell your children how you trusted in Jesus. And we'd love to hear that story as well, the story of your surrender. Email it to us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org.